dwelling in the darkest depths of the mind. It's time for Mark D. Valenti and Brain Burrow.
But why is that shit relevant? That's when your insecurity becomes evident. Embarrassment, fuck all these clowns, man. I don't give a damn what you say about me, man. Man, the haters, don't let them affect my plans. Can't forget, haters are actually super fans. You better have thick skin in these days and times. So many fall victim to the fake still lie. But in every bit of hate, there might still be a fan who follows every post and retweets them again.
Hello, everyone. This is Mark D. Valenti, and this is another episode of Brain Burrow. This is one of our Digging Deep sessions where we have a chance to talk to our guests, and our guest has a chance to be their authentic self and talk about what they fear, what they value, who they are. You as a listener and viewer have a chance to say, how does this relate to me? I'm very happy to have on the show today Ms. Stormy Maya, and I want to hand it over to her by asking her the big open-ended question, who exactly is Stormy Maya?
Stormy Maya is a brand that represents powerful Black woman sexuality and empowerment. I don't know. Long, you know, I'm a musician. I have a rock band called Cinnamon Babe, do metal, punk. I'm a music producer. I make beats. I play bass. I make dope instrumentals. I'm a songwriter. I'm also an actress as well as a director, producer. I've also done screenwriting. And I'm also an Instagram hottie / thotty. And some would call me influencer. I think that's a little bit of a weird term, but I'll take it. But I basically do everything. I'm a hustler.
That is a fantastic answer. And clearly you have a lot on your plate there. Out of everything you do, what are you the most passionate about?
Filmmaking and acting, like those are like a, you know, a connection, but like filmmaking and acting.
Okay. So interesting. And it didn't take you that long to answer, which means you kind of already knew that. So why are filmmaking and acting sort of what you chose as the thing that was the most influential to you?
So I do love music and obviously I make it, but something about filmmaking and the storytelling within it is just so much more appealing to me. I feel like I can tell stories in a more elaborate and more detailed way. And there's just something about acting, like when I'm in a movie or a TV show and I'm just putting on this character and like telling a story to people, it just, I don't know, just like it's just like this special thing. It's like going into a new body and like experiencing a new human experience. It's very exciting. And I feel like movies really open people's eyes to lives that they can never experience. Like someone of a different race or a different gender can watch a movie and they could never relate to those people before, or they could never understand that person or those types of people before. And like something about filmmaking can open those doors, because like as you're watching it, you put yourself in like the protagonist's shoes, and like you literally can start to like see yourself and a human experience that you otherwise couldn't. So I just think it's like so powerful, filmmaking and the way storytelling is within it. And that's why it's my favorite.
Yeah, fantastic answer, right? It's really about how you express yourself and how you become those characters and how other people can relate to you and who you are. So how did you get into it in the first place?
Okay, well, I started my career at 16, but I started in modeling and video vixening. And I don't know what else to call that. And as years went on, it wasn't like really satisfying me, because, you know, it was just something I did at first, like a side gig. It was just something I did as like a hustle, but it didn't like satisfy me as like an artist or like a creative. It was like no form of expression within it for me. And I had always wanted to do acting, but I was like intimidated by it. I didn't think I'd be able to do it, but just years in the industry and doing other things, I ended up having the confidence to move forward with it. And I started off in theater acting in New York City, and I was doing a ton of off-Broadway plays. And from there, I built confidence in my acting to then go into TV and film. And from there, that's kind of the dominoes.
Yeah, you make it seem so easy when you describe it like that, but I know it was definitely much more difficult.
Easy, but that's like the short answer.
That's fair. No, I think that was a great answer, actually. So yeah. It's hard to believe when talking to you that you were ever not confident at any point, but obviously you mm-hmm. weren't. You weren't confident. Are there times now when you don't feel confident?
Yeah, all the time, I feel like. But I think my version of not being confident is different from other people's. Like, my form of it is based on me being a perfectionist and also based on me just like having extremely high expectations for myself. And my lack of confidence in something doesn't stop me from doing it or experimenting in it. So a lot of times when I go into a new lane, like when I first got into music and stuff, like I'm not the most confident within it. My cat is driving me crazy. Sorry. She does this every time I have an interview. That's like okay. Every time. Okay. Every time. So my lack of confidence in anything I do does not stop me from doing it or trying it. It just motivates me to move forward and try to be better at it. So that's the difference. You know what I mean? But I'm naturally extremely introverted. Like no one believes me. I don't know why. It's really weird. But like, since I was a little kid, I've always been extremely introverted and I have very bad social anxiety. So I off the bat, I'm kind of like, you know, about doing anything, but it doesn't stop me, you know?
Right. So, yeah. I think that's a powerful message, right? For anybody out there who's struggling and saying, I don't feel confident trying something new. It sounds like Stormy herself has some challenges with that, but you push through regardless.
Exactamente.
So
this cat is driving me crazy, but yes. Yeah.
So the social anxiety you talked about, mm-hmm. I mean, how does that manifest itself? I mean, how do you know you're experiencing it?
Because it's anxiety. Like since I was like a little kid, whenever company would come over and stuff, I'd always go in my room and close the door. Like I never liked being around new people or talking to new people. I don't like parties. I don't like, clubs and stuff like that. I never like those environments. I like events and stuff like that if it's like family friendly stuff. So if it's like a festival, mm-hmm. I got a fair, stuff like that, family friendly events. I like that type of stuff. Those type of things don't make me feel uncomfortable because there's no socializing. It's pretty much just you. Whoever you brought, and you guys are just like riding roller coasters and da 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 da. But I don't like environments where there's a lot of socializing, like, you know, go to a club and guys are trying to come up to you and flirt. And, you know, you go to certain parties with people's families and they don't want to talk to you and da 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 da. I don't like that type of stuff. Like, if somebody invited me to Thanksgiving and everyone was trying to talk to me, I'd be very overwhelmed. I wouldn't like it. So.
Well, I imagine that it is overwhelming. And so, and obviously it builds that anxiety. So what do you do? How do you relieve that anxiety that you have?
Leave.
Okay.
So there's no other way to relieve it. Like if I'm in that environment, then I'm stressed. Once I leave it, I'm no longer stressed. So I do a lot of Irish goodbyes.
So that, could you explain what that is? Cause I'm not sure everybody knows what that is. I like that term though.
Oh, so I just go to events for like, you know, 10, 20 minutes and I show my face to everyone, huh? And then I just leave, but you don't say bye to anyone. So they think you're just there and they just don't know where you're at.
That's right. That's a great strategy. Thanks for calling that out. Well, and so I think the other thing is a lot of people aren't as courageous as you when it comes to that, right? A lot of people who have social anxiety, they go and they're like, I just want to leave. I just want to get out of here. And they don't. So the fact that you were able to leave, I think that says a lot about you and your ability to navigate.
Fight or flight.
Yeah. So you're just fleeing. That makes sense. Well, no, I think that's actually interesting. So you also talked about being a perfectionist and holding yourself to high expectations. Where does that come from?
I don't believe in half-assing things. If you're going to do anything in life, you should put your 100% into it. So even if you work at McDonald's, if you were, you know, shoveling shit, you better be the best shit shoveler out there because there's no point in doing anything in life if you're not going to try to be the best you can at it. It's just, what's the point? You know, what's the point? Yeah. So it just comes from the fact that if I put my energy and my time into something, I want it to be good. I want to put my name on something that I'm proud of. In the past, I've done a lot of stuff to build myself up that I wasn't necessarily proud of. And moving forward with a bigger brand, more followers, more accomplishments, need to progressively get better, and my followers would be disappointed if I don't progressively get better. And with a lot of eyes on you on the internet, you want to make sure that you look the best you can at all times. It's not just an appearance thing, but like, yeah, your work, like make sure your music is getting better. Like, people like to see progress. No one wants to follow an actor or a musician or anybody and they're not getting better at what they're doing. If you're an athlete, et cetera, they want to see you continuously getting better. No one wants to see you getting worse.
Right.
So, you know, that's how I look at things.
Well, that was eloquently said. And it really is about every day getting closer to better, to better, to better.
Yeah. Oh, what's the point? You know what I'm saying? You might as well. Mediocrity is cool sometimes just to get a check, or like when I was in that survival mode.
Yeah.
I was just like, oh, let me get a check. Let me just get money. Let me just do what I have to do. But then once you get out of that survival mode, and now things are about the art and expression and you building your name up in the industry, then you want to start having stuff you're proud of. You want to start having things that inspire other people. Stuff you can look back on and you're like, damn, this is fire. I used to make fast food, mediocre ass, whack ass music. And like that shit was eating away at me, because when I first got into music, it was just like, oh, let me try this out. And I immediately got into thought rap. And I had made a couple conscious tracks and stuff, and I should have stayed consistent with it, but I didn't. I was looking at everybody else. And my focus was like, oh, this is what everyone else is doing. It's what everyone else is buying. It's what everybody else is, you know, doing, this getting trendy and stuff. So I was like, oh, I want to be trendy too. I want to be trending too. And so I started making stuff that was authentically myself, true to myself, expressing myself. I was just making stuff that was going to get the views, get the clicks, clickbait. And at first it was okay. But then after a while, I started being ashamed of it, because when people started criticizing and talking about how it was crap, I couldn't even stand by my shit, because I was like, deep down, I knew it was crap as well. So I was like, damn, I need something that 20, 30, 40 years from now, I will be proud of. Like, my kids will see it. They will be proud of it. Something I could have a plaque. Stuff that I don't mind performing at 40, 50 years old. Like, I want stuff of substance, stuff that inspires. Because I'm like, yeah, everything else is trending and everybody's trending, but everybody's the fucking same. Nobody's special. No one's saying anything. Everything is come lick this pussy, come suck on this nipple, give me a bag. Like, it's like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? It's just like, it's low vibrational bullshit. And I was a part of it. And I have so much that I've experienced in my life, from traumatic to amazing blessings. And none of that was being expressed. And I've experienced a lot of things that people have been fortunate not to experience that I was not sharing. And I was like, you know what? I'm not using this right. I have this platform and I have all these people who follow me and I'm not giving them anything of substance. And I was like, damn, that sucks. Let me make something of substance. But yeah.
I mean, thank you for sharing that. I mean, doesn't sound like it was the best time for you, because not being your true authentic self was eating away at, it was eating away at you at the time.
Well, because what happens is people are going to, no matter what you do, people are going to criticize and talk shit about what you're doing.
Yeah.
But if you in your heart feel like what you're doing is dope and fire, then it doesn't really matter. But when people are saying shit that you in your heart start to feel like, you know what, they're fucking right.
Yeah.
This shit is whack. Then it's a different feeling. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, damn, can't even say like, oh, it's not your style. It's not made for you. It's not your taste. Like, no, this shit is kind of booty crap.
Right. Right. I think that's it's a fantastic point, right? There's a lot of people out there that are doing things because they're worried about what other people are going to think about them. They want to be, as you said, in the trends. And I've heard about it making people physically ill because they're every day not loving what they're doing and they can't stand by it. And that sounds like kind of almost where you were.
I remember when I was making fast food, whack ass thought rap, I was wondering like, oh, I'm not getting signed. I'm not getting signed. And at the time I felt like it was such a bad thing. And now I'm so happy that I didn't, because if I was signed under that shit, I would have to stick with it. I would have to make it. And that would have just been terrible. Now making rock, metal, and everything I'm saying is authentic and real. And it feels so good, because I'm like, actually, it's therapeutic, you know, I'm able to say things I believe in. And then people who relate to what I'm saying, like they're inspired by it. And like, you're saying stuff that I feel. And it's so much more empowering than just like, come lick this nibble. You know, that's not really that inspiring. So.
No, this I want to say that that says a lot about you, that you're able to identify that in yourself, because a lot of people aren't even aware that they're doing it. So that you have a self-awareness level, which is also impressive. And where does that come from? Where's that ability to sort of look back and identify your feelings, identify, you know, what was causing you the negative feelings and then change it?
I have a lot of self-awareness, something people lack. I have very good self-awareness. If I have a negative trait, I know I have a negative trait. So it's not like someone has to tell me, like, oh, bitch, you're being this. I know what I'm doing. I'm very self-aware. So if I'm impatient with you or rude or nasty or anything, I'm doing it on purpose. So nothing's accidental. And nothing's accidental with most people. I'm just real enough to be honest about it and be like, no, I was purposely a bitch to you.
You're embracing it.
Well, I mean, I'm just going to keep it honest. One thing I can't stand is a gaslighter. I've experienced tons of gaslighting where people do a whole bunch of fucked up shit to you, and they try to flip it on you, make you look like you crazy. That's something I just can't respect or do. So if someone's like, yo, Stormy, you disrespected me yesterday, I'm not going to sit there and try to make them feel like they're crazy and be like, no, I didn't disrespect you. You just crazy. No, I'm going to tell you, yeah, I did disrespect you yesterday. I didn't like your face, and I told you I didn't like your face. And, you know, at least the person doesn't have to go home and like think that they're insane. And that's doing them a favor.
I mean, it sounds like you're just being very forthright about who you are and what you're doing. And most people probably aren't used to hearing that. So
I mean, most people are full of shit. That's why. And I'm not.
Fair.
I'm full of silicone, not shit.
That's fair. That's an interesting quote for the show. No, it's cool. I like it. I like it. You're always good with the jokes there, too.
Silicone, not shit. I don't know.
So you said about, you know, you're aware whenever you'd have maybe like these imperfections. So what are you working on now about yourself? What's something that you know, identify about yourself that you want to improve and you're working on it?
Well, I know I'm impatient and I know I have extremely high standards and I am a perfectionist, and my perfection can be spread among who's around me. So if you're within my friend group or dating me or anything like that, my standards for perfection for myself will trickle onto whoever I'm around. I'm not trying to change that though. If you don't like it, you can leave. I don't care. I don't feel bad for people that I push them to be their best self around me. It is what it is. If you hang around bosses, you're gonna become a boss. If you hang around losers, you're gonna become a loser. So when you hang around me, your life will get better because I'm going to push you and motivate you to be the best you can be. And if you don't like it, then you can bounce. But I'm not going to change that quality about myself because I like to elevate whoever is in the same room with me. Some people don't like it because most people are lazy. But that's not my problem. If you're lazy, then you got to go, because I'm not going to stop my drive or stop what I'm doing. And sometimes if people can't keep up with you, then they're going to hold you back. So. But I know the perfectionist thing is definitely, I'm hard on myself sometimes because I'm like, yo, I need to do more. I need to do this. I could sit here and say I'm gonna change it, but if I changed it, then it would change the blessings and the cycles that's been happening to me.
Sure.
Like, it's what drives me to work 12, 15 hours a day on just making content and getting myself out there and auditioning and filmmaking and producing. I could sit here and say, oh, I do too much, but if I didn't do everything I do, then I wouldn't be who I am and going to the rate that I'm going. So I can't even say I'm in the process of changing anything except for I'm starting to respect my boundaries. If I'm uncomfortable with a scenario, I leave it. I don't force myself in the environments to make me uncomfortable. And I don't force myself to do things make me uncomfortable. Because it's like sometimes it's my body's way of telling me it's not for me. So,
yeah.
You know,
I think that makes sense, right? So the original question is, what do you want to change about yourself? And you just identified that you don't want to change those things. So that's good, though. That's fantastic. It's about knowing what you like, knowing where you want to get to, and keep driving toward that.
I've changed most of the things that I didn't like, but most of them just were like, you know, getting over lack of confidence or
sure.
being insecure, but I've gotten over that hurdle. So now it's just about trying to pace myself because I overwork myself sometimes, but I don't have any complaints. I said, you gotta just change your circle.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense. Right. And as you just said, the people around you influence you and you influence them too. It's almost, and you want to surround yourself with people that are going to better you as well.
Exactly. For years, right. I've been around people who are half-assers and they just, they deplete your energy and they make it seem like there's something wrong with you. And there's nothing wrong with me. I work my ass off and you don't. So why the fuck should I change? You should change to my pace. I shouldn't change yours.
Fantastically said. So we're getting close to being out of time, but I want to touch on
something. Okay.
So you talked about inspiring people, why you'd like to, how you like to inspire people. So why is that important to you?
Because what's the point of having a platform if you're not going to inspire people or do something positive or make people feel good? What's the point? You got a platform and your responsibility. Yeah, you can make money off of it. And like the whole benefit for us is we make money and we get success from having a platform and followers, fans. But in return, they should gain to be inspired or feel good or something positive. Some type of positive feeling should happen to them when they see you or watch your content. Because that's like that's the exchange, it's the fair exchange. And you know, when you make content, the whole point purpose is to inspire the people, keep the cycle going. If I make a song that's just some dirty ass hoe song, it has no substance, that inspires people to make stuff of that. And then you just have a planet full of no substance bullshit, low vibrational crap. But if you start to make things that make people laugh and feel good or inspires them to tell their own stories, you make a world of art and you start inspiring people to continue it. That's what life's about. You're supposed to continue this cycle and fill the planet with music and art and stories, and it's how you connect everybody. And so
it's almost like you're waking people up out of the drudgery of them just mindlessly going through like without even thinking. You're having people think and then become creative in the process.
I mean, life without art or music is just being a robot, you know? So
yeah,
you need things in order to, so it separates us from animals. Like it makes us human is the art, the culture. And so I do it for the culture. Hey, I feel like I'm telling stories that are important to me and I'm really making it for me. I'm not necessarily making it for anybody but myself. But at the same time, if I can inspire other people, make them feel like they're not alone, then that's good. Like I've gone through a lot of really traumatic and messed up stuff in my life. And there's a lot of people who probably watch or listen to my stuff and it would make them feel like there's hope for their situation. A lot of people who've gone through the stuff I went through in life gave up, or they just feel like they can never get to these high levels. And so I like to show that somebody from the bottom, truly from the bottom, can succeed in these forbidding grounds, because entertainment success is like, it doesn't seem real. Like getting into movies and being on TV and those things just seem so unobtainable compared to other careers. It's like this, oh my God, you know? Yeah. And most of the people we see doing it have like nepotism, come from money, come from something. And a lot of people ask me all the time, oh, who inspires you? Like, I'm like, a lot of people don't. Because a lot of people come from shit that I can't relate to. They got a famous mom, dad, money, or some shit. There's a couple artists and there's a couple actors that inspire me because I know they came from the bottom and I know they really worked for it by themselves. And I'm one of those people. And I want to inspire other people who come from literally fucking nothing. Not only to be entertainers and all that, but to just be anything. Because coming from the group homes and foster care, most of the girls I live with, I would say about 95% of them didn't really amount to anything. Like most of them are still in the system, never finished college, didn't get like a good career, just kind of fell through the cracks, you know, of what they thought was going to happen to all of us. And I looked at my environment and I wanted to, I was like, nah, like, I want to be something great. I want to do some shit fire. And so I think most girls in that environment, by the time they're 16, they're already looking at their life like, I ain't going to be shit. I'm going to just be another stereotype. I'm going to be one of these foster kids who become, you know, some welfare queen. I ain't going to have nothing going on. And I was an example that that's not true. You can come from homelessness and abuse and all different types of stuff, and you can change your life. You have full control of your life. So I like to inspire people that they really are in control of their life, and they can decide to do whatever the hell they want to do within reason, obviously. But it's just like, you really do have control of your life, which what it comes out to. Like, you can decide to be a crackhead, or you can decide to be a doctor. You can make these decisions, but most people feel like they don't have the decision. They're like, no, it's already laid out for me. But I didn't believe that, because based on my life, I should have been nothing based on my life. So
yeah, that's beautifully said. Actually, my last question on the show is typically, what advice would you have for others? But you just gave a wonderful bit of advice there, which is, know that you have a choice on what you do with yourself day to day and with your life. It's about choice, it sounds like.
Unless you're in prison or in some country that doesn't let you leave, for the most part, especially if you're from America, you pretty much have control over your life. You have control about what you want to be, who you want to be, what lifestyle you want. Like I said, for the most part, you can decide what your life is going to be. And that's what I live by. So I'm like, yo, I want to be in movies. I want to be in this. And I fucking do it.
That's right.
I do it. I want this. I go and get it.
Yeah. And it sounds like you put the work in to get there too. You know, it's not just the attitude. You got to put a lot of work in to get there, mm-hmm. getting there.
You got to put the work in. You got to be good at what you do. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of factors, but if you truly want it, if you're like, oh, I want this. You're going to go and do all the things you have to do to achieve it. Like, most people are lazy. Like, I'm sorry to keep saying that, but like, it's the God honest truth. Most people are fucking lazy, and they want things handed to them, and they think they should just get it. They think they're so naturally talented, or so naturally beautiful, or so naturally this, and they think they should just get stuff. And that's just not how the world works. You got to work for everything. Unless you have a rich uncle, mommy, daddy, and some money in the bank account, you have to do everything yourself. Yeah. And you know, sometimes you got to do a lot of different things to get there. So
yeah. And sometimes you have to realize, is what you're doing your authentic self or not? Just like we learned from you today, that you changed what you were doing to make yourself doing things that you really mm-hmm. enjoy doing. So it makes sense.
You also got to be realistic. And like, even when we have goals for ourselves, you got to be realistic in your goals. If you're 5'2", you're not going to be in the NBA. Right. Okay. So have realistic goals as well, I'd say. Like, you know what you look like, you know what your skills are. It's not just about, oh, I just always dreamed about being this or dreamed about being that. It's also about being realistic.
Yep.
Be realistic. Yep.
That's a great mm-hmm. other point on all of this. And I want to thank you, of course, for being on the show today, and also just being inspirational and being very real too about yourself. And as you said, that you like to inspire people. So thank you for being on the show today.
Inspire people or get them hard, either one.
That works too.
So or both.
You know, sometimes they can go hand in hand. You never know.
Literally go hand in hand.
I set you up for that one, obviously. So, all right. So thank you for being on the show, Stormy. And of course, I want to thank the listeners and viewers out there as well for tuning into Brain Burrow. And on behalf of Stormy Maya, this is Mark DiValenti for Brain Burrow. Have an amazing rest of your day.
You just dug deep with Mark D. Do you want more? Follow Mark on Instagram @ValentiHorror and subscribe to the Brain Burrow podcast.